In today's episode, we interviewed Eleni, who is a third-year dental student at Tufts University. Let's dive right into today's episode to learn about networking in dental school, deciding to specialize, balancing work and social life, and much more.
Aspiring Doctors is a platform dedicated to providing individuals with opportunities to learn more about medical careers despite the COVID-19 pandemic.
All right. Eleni, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, sure. So like you said, my name is Eleni, and I am a second year dental student at Tufts University in Boston. And so I went to Boston College and I studied biology. And then I did a master's program at Tufts. So I did a master's in biomedical science. And then I ended up at Tufts and I'm loving it. I'm actually transitioning from second year to third year. We're starting in the clinic now, but yeah, it's been really exciting. And the last 2 years have been really difficult, but really rewarding. So it's been great so far.
Yeah, thank you for giving us that wonderful introduction. We're glad we got to know you a bit better. So my first question for you is, how do you balance work and personal time in dental school?
That's a great question. I remember when I started dental school, it was a big concern of mine if I would still be able to see my friends, hang out, go on the weekends. So, you know, having that balance between work and personal life is really important in dental school. So, you know, I think it varies from person to person. The way I like to balance is by having a planner, and I write everything out, make sure I have all my classes and what I'm going to study. And I also do it on my computer. And having that visual of, you know, when I'm going to do my work allows me to also plan for my personal life. So if I have to study, say on a Saturday, I study all day Saturday, but then I allow myself to do personal things on Sunday, for example. So, you know, however it is that you find that balance and a way to time manage is, you know, very important. For me, I just use a planner, and I always make sure that I have time for myself. And also, you know, after exams, I always plan time with my friends, and we go out to eat, or, you know, we go get like a dessert or something fun to do after a hard exam, because, you know, it can be very taxing and stressful. So, you know, having that fun things to do after an exam is really important.
Yeah, I know a lot of people have that same fear of not having a social life once you go into dental school. So it's good to hear that you were able to manage that. All right. So I've heard that dental school is very different from undergrad. So, you know, you have a bigger course load, you have board exams you have to study for, and you have sim labs. So what are some study strategies you use in dental school to help you maintain good grades?
Yeah, so that's actually so true. I felt like undergrad has been so different from what my dental school experience has been like. And I feel like when I did my master's, that really helped me prepare for dental school and for that workload. So like I said before, you know, I love using my planner. I highly recommend it. It's like my go-to. But for study strategies, you know, I would go to the library pretty much like every day. I'd grab a study room in the library, and I would typically study by myself to do most of my studying. And then I would bring my own expo markers and I'd write things out on the whiteboards. Each study room has a whiteboard. So I used to love just writing everything out. And then typically the day before exams, I would come in extra early to school. I'd grab another study room and just write everything out again on the whiteboard. And I felt like refreshing my mind and reviewing everything again before exams really helped. And sometimes I would even review with a friend, and I felt like that extra review before exams really made a difference. In undergrad, I didn't believe in reviewing before exams, and it honestly has made such a difference for me reviewing right before exams. And additionally, I study now like a week to 2 weeks sometimes in advance for exams. So like for especially like anatomy, I would start studying 2 weeks in advance just because it's so much work. I mean, so much material you have to know. So you have to really take a lot of time to get to know all of the material. So that's basically how I've been able to manage, just making sure you have plenty of time to study everything.
Yeah, for sure. Those were some great studying tips, and I'm sure these will be helpful to our upcoming dental students. So dental school is the time for exploring different specialties within dentistry. So how do you decide if you want to specialize further?
So I think a great place to start for students is when you shadow. So you're going to have to shadow a general dentist, but it's also a good opportunity to see the other specialties. So if you have an interest in ortho or endo or oral surgery, it's the perfect time to shadow and see if it's something that you really like. And then, so once you actually are in dental school, this year for us, second year at Tufts, we really got to explore more because we had a fixed pros course, we had an endo course, we had a pediatrics course. So if it's something that you're interested in, you got to actually do some things in the preclin. And then this year as third years, we also have some rotations. So it's more of a look into those specialties as well. For me personally, I am not going to specialize just because I know that I don't want to do ortho or endo or oral surgery, but I do have an interest in aesthetic dentistry, which is like veneers and crowns and stuff like that. And I feel that I can just do continuing education courses, take like a smaller course that can teach me how to do veneers. We're already learning crowns and stuff like that and bridges. So I felt like for aesthetics, you don't really need to specialize. So it really depends on what you want to do. It also depends on, you know, money. It's going to cost a lot more to specialize and time. For me personally, I already did a master's. So I don't want to study anymore. I'm done with school. So it also depends on if you're ready to study for another 2 to 3 years as well.
Yeah, definitely. Deciding to specialize is such an important decision, and you have to consider a lot of different factors like money and if you want to spend all more time in school and all of that stuff. So yeah, I've heard that dental school is the prime time for networking. So what are some ways you can network and get involved in dental school?
That's a great question. I feel pretty lucky because I feel like at Tufts, there's a really great network, and anywhere you go in the Boston area or Massachusetts, you're always hearing, oh, my dentist went to Tufts, my dentist went to Tufts. And I feel like Tufts specifically has a really great network. Things that you can do to, you know, build your network obviously is, you know, shadowing, assisting dentists in your local area. And, you know, obviously getting involved in dental school, you know, there's ASDA, there's different organizations that probably will really help you network. I personally am not involved in anything. I haven't really networked at all, but obviously there's plenty of opportunities for that. There's probably alumni associations. I know Tufts has a huge alumni association. I'm sure most schools do too. So yeah, if you want to network, obviously like joining clubs, getting involved in ASDA and going to conferences as well, and meetings and presentations, that's always a great way to network. And even just with your professors is a great way to network. I know here at Tufts, professors are always saying, you know, I'm doing research, just email me and we can see what you can help me out with. So even just reaching out to your teachers and saying, you know, do you have research I could do, or, you know, stuff like that. It's always great to reach out to them as well. And they can be another resource for you too.
Yeah, definitely. So thank you for those wonderful tips. So my last question for you is, what tips do you have for upcoming dental students?
So for upcoming dental students, first of all, congrats for getting in. It's just such a struggle just to get in, and it's a journey on its own getting into dental school, but you're probably anxious and excited and stressed, and just go into it, you know, with that excitement and be ready for the journey and go in mentally prepared to work really hard. it's going to be a lot of work. So if you go in knowing that, you know, you're going to put in all the effort and you're going to go to the library every day and study every day, like going in knowing that and having that mentality, I think really helped. I knew for me, you know, just from my master's, I remember from the very first day, right after class, on the very first day, everyone went immediately to the library. So I remembered that, and going into dental school, I was like, okay, from day one, we're getting started. You know, I'm going to start studying as soon as we get material. So having that mentality, I think, really helps. And also, you know, especially for tough students, our classes are huge. We have 200 students. I know other schools probably have, you know, smaller classes, but getting to know all of your classmates, I think, is so important. Because, you know, at Tufts, we're always sharing study guides and notes, and your classmates are the ones that you can lean on. They're going through the exact same thing that you are, so they understand exactly what's happening. So really getting to know your classmates, and, you know, orientation, saying hi to everyone, making friends with everyone, is such a great opportunity. You're going to meet so many different people from all over the country and all over the world. So take advantage of the first few days getting to know people, and they're going to be your friends for life, and they're going to help you get through dental school. So making those connections with your classmates, I think, is so important as well.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for coming on our podcast. We loved having you.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right, everyone, that concludes today's episode. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at @aspiring_doctors. And make sure to follow Eleni on Instagram at Eleni Marie with 3 E's. Also, make sure to check out our first issue of our e-magazine. The link is in our Instagram bio. And another big news is that we have a plastic surgery conference coming up on September 25th at 1 p.m. PST. We will be releasing more information about that soon. So again, follow us on Instagram for all of the details. And we'll see you in our next episode. Thanks for listening.